All right, here we go. It's Friday, everybody. Time now for your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast, our Friday edition. Standing by in the studio, we've got Caitlin Soley, your realty expert, with us. We'll talk with her right after this.
What would tomorrow look like if you sold your house today? Maybe you'd move to a new city or a new country. Maybe you'd pick up birding or birdies. You could get into wine, not that into wine, or skiing, warmer skiing. Or maybe you'd spend more time doing nothing at all. When you're ready for whatever comes next, we'll be ready to help you get there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
All right, here we are back at the studios of Grand Forks Best Source. Realty expert Caitlin Soley in the house with us again today on a Friday. You know, I've learned one thing after doing these Berkshire Hathaway podcasts. There's a lot of people out there that think they know everything about realty. I don't need a realtor to sell my house or to go buy a house. I don't need them. I know everything there is to know about it. When it comes down to the truth, though, most Americans think they know everything about realty, when in truth, most Americans don't have a clue, do they?
That's correct. I think that we see a lot on social media and the news headlines, and we go based off of what those negative headlines are saying, and we get scared. But in reality, we have to always remember that Grand Forks market is a lot different than a lot those bigger cities that they're taking a lot of this data from. So, yeah, a lot of Americans are wrong about the real estate market.
So you don't just Google how to be a real estate expert and to know everything about real estate. You don't just Google that stuff and go, see, I told you I know everything.
Well, I will say now with technology and that chat GPT, you probably could.
Well, yeah, but still.
Yeah.
So what are they wrong about?
So my goal when I come on this podcast is to educate and be, you know, that resource for the Grand Forks community in our housing market. And I was looking at, so data from Fannie Mae says only 14% of Americans think that right now is a good time to buy a house. So that means 86% of Americans are saying, no, it's not a good time to buy a house.
Okay.
And we're going to kind of go over why that is not true. And kind of debunk it a little bit.
Okay.
So we are in a completely different housing market than ever before. You know, interest rates were super low a couple years ago, and then they rose, and now they're coming down a little bit more.
Yep, yep.
Housing prices are a little higher, but so there's a survey from the University of Michigan that said Americans are starting to feel better about the economy. And in my opinion, I don't know if we're feeling better about it or if we're just starting to get used to the prices of inflation and everything like that.
Well, we see gas prices dropping again and everybody thinks, there might be a light at the end of the tunnel here.
Yep, exactly. And it said that consumer sentiment is climbing. What consumer sentiment is it's an economic indicator that measures how optimistic that consumers are feeling about finances and the state of our economy.
Okay.
So basically the sentiment bottomed towards the end of 2022, but has been climbing up ever since. And even though that it's still climbing up, it's still really historically low. And I know that we hear that about interest rates too. Like, yeah, they went up really high, but in reality, they were still pretty low compared to what they've been in years past. And yeah, like I said, I think that personally, people are just getting more accustomed to the prices of things and where interest rates are. And a lot of these people who are saying that it's not a good time to buy a house, they're saying it's too expensive. They don't have money for it. But in reality, in Grand Forks, North Dakota, deals are still closing every single day. There are still buyers out there buying homes and sellers out there selling homes. A lot of these people who are saying it's not a good time to buy a house are also the ones who are complaining about prices of everything. And, you know, even myself, like I traveled in October. Airports are still full of people traveling. Restaurants are still full. You see people driving around Grand Forks, new cars every day. So people are still spending money and doing all their extracurricular activities. So these people who are complaining and saying prices of everything is too expensive, home prices are too expensive, you know, maybe they don't have money in their savings to buy it. That's what they're saying. They're still doing all these extracurricular activities. So I would say, you know, buying a home is not for everyone. You have to really look at your situation and see, can you really afford it? But these people who are complaining about rent prices and rent going up all the time, who are still doing all these extracurricular activities, could be saving money to go towards a house if that was their goal to do it.
So do you ever have people come in and act like they know everything about real estate and how to do what you do? And you have to kind of chuckle a little bit and maybe even hold it under your breath before you say, now, wait a minute here. This is how it really works.
Yeah. And with my situation, it's a little different because I do work with a lot of younger first-time home buyers and things like that. So it's typically the parents who think that, you know, because based on my experience 30 years ago, this is what happened. And we kind of have to adjust and say, and again, educate in the next way and say, 30 years ago was a lot different than today.
You know, that reminds me of that TV commercial. I don't remember what company it's for when they're, you know, you're already turning into your parents and all they act. But I think about that and I could see how that would be a major pain in your butt having to deal with not only the people that want to buy a house, but their parents too.
Yeah, a lot of time it is the parents too. A lot of times these younger kids, you know, they want to buy a house and they want to afford it, but it's the parents saying, no, it's not a good time to buy, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, we just take it day by day and we just try to educate as much as we can and just start having those conversations to spread awareness that it is an amazing time to buy still. Yes, housing prices are a little bit expensive and interest rates, you know, they were high. They're going down now. And we've talked with lenders. Every time the interest rate goes down a little bit, they get an influx of mortgage applications. So that means that there are still so many buyers out there who want to buy a house. And because of this, if interest rates continue to go down, it is going to be so competitive. You're going to be paying even more for a house.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you still might not even get the winning offer. So we say right now is an amazing time to buy a house because we are seeing so many negotiations going on. And it's a really good time for a buyer to get into a house right now.
You know, that's funny because I mentioned this to you when you first came in this morning as I was getting ready for work. I had the TV on just for background noise, basically. And I was listening to national news and I was just on the process of letting my dogs out. And I heard them say, why is now a good time to buy or sell a house? And then I walked out the door thinking, well, I'll probably find out when I do a podcast today. But I never thought of that. You know, interest rates go down doesn't mean it's going to save you any money on your house.
No,
you could. I mean, it sounds good when you're, you know, but that just means more competition.
Yeah, and you could end up spending way more on that house than you could right now in these winter months.
And even with a little bit of a higher interest rate, you still could be spending more money with a lower interest rate. And
exactly.
That does make sense.
Yep.
Okay.
And I know we've talked about it on here before. Even though what the interest rate currently says it's at, if you have a really good credit score and good debt to income ratio, you could end up getting that interest rate a little bit lower.
Mm-hmm.
Vice versa, if it's not, you could end up having a little bit higher interest rate. But that's, you know, just conversations to start having with lenders and realtors. I will say too, because of our Grand Forks winters and the holiday season that we just had, homes are sitting a little bit longer on market. We are seeing a lot more negotiations happening with buyers and sellers just because there's not that big a competition right now. Buyers are able to get a little bit more for what they ask for in their terms. I have been seeing and hearing from other agents that some offers, you know, closings on Friday, it's Monday, offers are tending a little bit to fall out right before closing, kind of at that last minute. So I'm not really sure what's going on there. I don't know if it's, you know, getting nervous or anything like that or finances. I did hear too, this is interesting and I didn't know this, but with interest rates, not just mortgage rates, but like car loans, interest rates, stuff like that, because they were so high and they are a little bit higher, like on the car rates, not mortgage rates.
Yep.
I'm so used to saying mortgage rates.
Oh.
It takes 8 to 12 months to get the impact of that. So I think a lot of people who went out and bought new cars or all this stuff got, you know, racked up credit card debt and have those 20% interest rates on those loans, they're feeling the effect now. So it might be a little bit more scary and maybe that's why offers are tending to fall out last minute. But things are still selling. It might be taking a little bit longer, but us as agents, we go back to our fundamentals and we're not putting the same stamp on every house. We're not putting the same offer in on every house. We have to, you know, use our skills now and negotiate a little bit more too. So, bottom line is people are still buying homes.
Now, inventory hasn't been the highest lately. Is it getting any better?
It is getting better. A lot more homes went on market even this morning compared to what it was last week. But obviously it's because it was holiday
week. Yeah.
A little bit slower. I saw on Monday interest rates were around like 6.5,
yeah,
around there. So they're going down a little bit. But yeah.
Okay. And the only reason I ask you about inventory, Caitlin, is because, you know, interest rates, all of a sudden, if they start to go down again like they are, and then there's no inventory, mm-hmm, it doesn't do a whole lot of good, or does it?
Well, so, you know, that's a question I'm asking myself, too, is if interest rates goes down, there's obviously going to be a lot more buyers, mm-hmm, but are sellers going to still be selling their home?
Sure.
We don't know. If both buyers and sellers come back in the market, it'll definitely be a healthier market. So that's the hope that we have.
So I would imagine this spring could be a very interesting spring. Yeah. For you realty experts out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, because if we have a lot of buyers in the market and not much inventory, it's going to be challenging.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
But the nice thing with Grand Forks, like I said, is there's always, you know, relocation going on. There's always homes for sale.
Yep.
And there's always people buying. So in Grand Forks, we're pretty safe.
I'm guessing if it's low inventory and low interest rates, you as a realty expert really have to bring your A game to the game, don't you?
We do. And I have people come in and say, how do you time the market? Like, what should we do? What's your advice? My advice is just don't time the market. If you are capable and you feel comfortable buying a house, get out there and buy it. 30 years from now, you're going to be glad you own real estate.
Sure. Yeah.
No one's ever regretted it down the road. Just make sure that you're, you know, looking at it as a long-term thing. Don't just buy a house and then, you know, a year from now, you're like, oh, I don't want to buy a house, mm-hmm, anymore. Definitely, if you want to gain equity and wealth in real estate, play the long-term game. It's never a bad time to buy. Yeah, house prices might be a little bit more than what they were. But, you know, interest rates, if they go down a little bit more, you can always refinance. You hear this all the time with realtors and lenders. So,
you know, you might be loving life in an apartment house. You don't have to mow or shovel snow or any of that stuff. But I tell you what, get your own place and you're going to be in heaven.
Exactly, yeah.
So all of these people that think they know everything about real estate, when actually about 86% of Americans don't, that is when you get a hold of a realty expert. That is when you get a hold of realty expert Caitlin Soley. And if somebody wanted to do that, Caitlin, how do they get a hold of you?
My number is 320-267-6692, and you can text or call me anytime.
Big plans for the weekend?
Not really. Just helping my husband's brother move.
In town?
No, he's moving all the way to Idaho.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Are you going to take a road trip?
We're not. No.
Okay.
No. Just helping him pack, which is nice.
Okay. Well, you have yourself a great weekend.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
All right. There you go. That is your realty expert, Caitlin Soley. And that'll wrap up your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast for the week. We'll have somebody new coming in next week. Until then, have yourself a wonderful weekend.